Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 24th of April 2025. Today's topic is God's handiwork. Our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Key verse, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. A potter is a professional who molds pots. The pots are made in different shapes and molds. The pot has no say in its design. It is the potter that decides what to make out of the clay. In the process of molding, the potter can change the original design, as it suits him. That is the type of relationship humans have with God, our Creator. God is our maker and designer. He can do with us as it pleases him. As believers in Christ, we are God's workmanship. We reflect his works of creation and redemption. Our Bible passage is an encouragement to believers to build up their faith in God. The main focus in the passage is to remind us that we are God's artwork, masterpieces, and workmanship, and should be happy with the way we were created. We should appreciate God, who made us the way we are. So, if one is tall or short, fat or slim, black or white, he or she is the handiwork of God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Remember, Jeremiah complained of being a child, but what was God's reply? Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5a. Also, Moses complained of not being eloquent in speech, but God still used him to do great things. God knows us and he has great plans for all his creatures. Also, Moses complained of not being eloquent in speech, but God still used him to do great things. God knows us, and he has great plans for all his creatures. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, use me for your glory and praise. Amen. Further reading, Psalm chapter 139 verses 14. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.